Governor Kristi Noem signs nation's first MedEd bill to combat abortion misinformation. By Katherine Hamilton on March 29, 2024. South Dakota Governor Kristi Noem, R., signed a first-of-its-kind MedEd bill this week designed to combat abortion misinformation and provide guidance to healthcare workers in the wake of the Supreme Court's Dobbs decision. The bill, HB 1224, was sponsored by state reps Taylor F. Elt, John Hansen, Orrin Lesmeister, Senator Aaron Tobin, and 26 other lawmakers, and establishes materials for medical professionals on the ability and necessity of providing emergency care to pregnant women under the state's Life at Conception law, which bars abortion throughout pregnancy except to save the life of the mother. HB 1224 will require the creation of an informational video and other materials describing the state's abortion law and medical care for a pregnant woman experiencing life-threatening or health-threatening medical conditions, the legislation states. The materials will be created through the state's Department of Health and will be made available as direct education for doctors. Related, OB/GYNs, overturning Roe has no impact on treating miscarriages, ectopic pregnancies. The South Dakota MedEd bill is the first legislation of its kind drafted to end the confusion caused by the abortion lobby through direct education to doctors. According to a press release from leading pro-life organization Susan B. Anthony Pro-Life America. Other states have taken similar steps administratively, including Oklahoma and Kentucky attorneys generally issued advisory opinions. The bill passed overwhelmingly in both the State House and Senate, and the only group to speak against the legislation was the far-left pro-abortion ACLU, the organization noted. Doctors don't need legal explainers about the best course of treatment. They need to be able to do their jobs without political interference, Samantha Chapman, ACLU of South Dakota advocacy manager, said, according to a press release. A video is not and should never be a substitute for a doctor's medical education, experience and relationship with their patient. But in South Dakota, the lives of pregnant people experiencing life and health-threatening conditions are at risk while hospital lawyers attempt to interpret the law into what kind of medical care doctors can provide for them, she said. Ultimately, House Bill 1224 does nothing to directly address the issue that is really risking the lives of pregnant patients, South Dakota's abortion ban. Instead, House Bill 1224 gives anti-abortion activists a guise to appear to care about pregnant patients while actually passing legislation that further enshrines anti-abortion cruelty. Related, decoding Democrat Joe Biden's 2024 abortion playbook. Kelsey Pritchard, State Public Affairs Director for SBA Pro-Life America, celebrated the bill's passage as a victory for South Dakota moms. We thank Governor Noem for making South Dakota the first state to protect women's lives with a MedEd law, regardless of political affiliation or whether someone is pro-life or pro-choice. South Dakotans of all philosophies can celebrate that moms will be better protected through direct education to our doctors on their ability to exercise reasonable medical judgment in all situations, Pritchard said. Though every state with a pro-life law allows pregnant women to receive emergency care, the abortion industry has sown confusion on this fact to justify their position of abortion without limits, she continued. With many in the media refusing to fact-check this obvious lie, other states should look to South Dakota in combating dangerous abortion misinformation. At the same time, the Texas Medical Board is currently considering a request for clarification of the state's life of the mother provision. Katherine Hamilton is a political reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on X @thecot_Hamilton.